You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
An hour here of Incendiary Radio. Sorry about that. We're having Skype problems. Isn't that nice? Gotta love this crap. So basically, I can't see messages between Giuseppe, Sam, and myself. My screen just kind of froze up, my chat and so forth. I can see my Skype screen, but you know, no big deal. We can wing it. So I'm just gonna run through some stuff with Giuseppe here. President Magufuli of Tanzania. What are you thinking of that? He got whacked.
Wet works. Yeah, they absolutely killed him.
Well, he made the WHO look like a bunch of idiots, you know, with all those samples.
That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Well, you know, have you seen the COVID numbers coming back up allegedly in the media lately, Giuseppe? You saw that, right?
I did, but I also saw that today, since Abbott lifted the mask ban and the sky is falling, Chicken Little, Tony the Rat Fauci said it was going to be terrible, that COVID is down 36% in Texas. So, yeah, but of course they're – oh, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you this. What do you think about the fact that Abbott and DeSantis both might have let's say, strong-armed the labs and said, look, you're not going to crank these cycle thresholds up above this level and get all these fake positives. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? Because I look at it like this. They'll just crank the cycle thresholds up whenever they want to spike the numbers, and the tards out here will believe it for the most part, except those few of us here that are sitting there, you know, getting pissed off because we're the ones actually paying attention. This whole thing with these psyops, I think they love to do this because they know, like, that only a fraction of the population is on to them, and so they're like torturing us while
psychologically. Take for example, Bill Gates' patent 666060606. They name that that chimeric substance luciferase. There's many more instances. They just rub our noses in it like a puppy.
What do you think about this? This is how ballsy these people are. I think it's because, like, they'll run, like with this shooter in Boulder, they'll run for 2 days, white male. They don't care if the guy was as black as midnight, because guess what? The damage is done. You know, the whole thing about the lie traveling all the way around the world before the truth even puts its pants on. I just think so few Americans, and now it's changing, but so few Americans actually know where to go to find information to decode all this crap, because so many people are intellectually lazy and television watchers, and then they live on their Facebook feeds, and unfortunately, not enough of us can, you know, get traction. Now, it's changing. Don't get me wrong. Like Gateway Pundit and these organizations, which is kosher,
great.
Don't get me wrong. Hey, they're kosher. But when it comes to, like, then they're, you know, based here in St. Louis, Jim Hoff. But
right. They're
when it comes to, like, racial realism, when it comes to just, you know, like, domestic issues, like street level, they're great. Now, when it comes to trying to pick at the top of the food chain, that's where they're, you know, they're clicked up with the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles Forum crowd, and
right. They're
kind of like your paleo conservatives that are kind of squeamish when it comes to confronting, you know, like the rotten elements in the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order especially, and then of course
right. Jewish
mafia. They're just not there. They do confront Pope Francis as, you know, Red Pope and so forth and so on, but they don't dig into Georgetown and, you know, the university racket and all that, where they're teaching these kids the worst forms of Marxism and the rest of it.
I thought you made some great points on Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's show about that, and about how the Catholic Church, I mean, I was raised Catholic like you, first 9 years, kindergarten through eighth grade, I went to Catholic school. And I remember, you know, when I was a real little boy, like I said, my dad didn't like going to church, so my mom made me go because she wanted somebody to go with her. And it used to be, like, very awe-inspiring and, you know, to hear these Latin masses, and it was just like, it seemed like another, you know, another reality. And then when it was 1967, 68, all of a sudden there's a little bowling ball chubby nun singing Kumbaya with a guitar. It lost all its influence over me.
Yeah. That's true. You know, the Second Vatican Council was the real Judaization, the Jewish penetration, and the watering down, weakening of the church. And it's, you know, it's a bummer it happened, you know. And I follow, like, some of the more hardcore traditional SSPX, Society St. Pius X, which was started by Marcel Lefebvre, and there's a bunch of these traditionalist outfits out there that are really go right for the jugular. Most Holy Family Monastery up there in New York, there's a bunch of them out there, and they're considered the largest anti-Semitic hate group in the United States is traditionalist Catholics, which so many people don't even understand. Those are the people basically that have almost pretty much separated themselves presently from Rome because it's so apostate and it's so goofy.
Yeah.
But they're considered the largest anti-Semitic hate group in the United States, traditionalist Catholics by SPLC.
We've had Michael Jones on twice on Scorpio Show. He's awesome. I mean, that guy.
Yeah, he's been on my broadcast some years back. I haven't had him back on, but yeah, he's got an interesting angle, and I kind of go back and forth with the angles there with, you know, like Rick Adams and some of those guys with the Christian identity, Israel identity kind of movement, where they go into the serpent seed line, and this thing goes all the way back to Genesis with some sort of an event between Eve and Satan, let's just say, and the birth of Cain. And, you know, that's an interesting kind of theological construct too, whereas E. Michael Jones has the more traditionalist Catholic view, to where it's like the Jews really went off the rails when they rejected the Logos and rejected Christ and said, crucify him, let his blood be upon us and our children and all that stuff. And so he kind of really times it there, and leading up to there, of course, you know, all the Old Testament apostasies and all that stuff. But it's an interesting kind of thing to kind of, you know, toss around in your mind about this question about, you know, where the Jewish folks went off the rails. And so, you know, whether it was all the way back to the book of Genesis and the serpent seed line and all that, or, you know, the buildup throughout the Old Testament, and then all the apostasies and doing evil rituals in the temple and all that, that are, you know, in various parts of the Bible, and then emanating with the Pharisees and Talmudism, and then later on Kabbalism and so forth. It's fascinating.
Oh, man, if you've ever read Eustace Mullins, The Curse of Cain, and he does a great job looking at all that. But getting back, I don't think we ever covered your question about the scam PCR test. Dr. Kerry Mullis, who created it, how convenient, he died 2 months before they launched all this horse shit. And he said this is a research tool. This is not a diagnostic tool. He used to insist when he was alive and he licensed the PCR test to other people, you could look at a box of the PCR test made a couple of years ago, and he insisted on the box it say this is a diagnostic tool, this is a research tool, not a diagnostic tool. And so the whole, everything that this scamdemic is based on is false, gaslighting BS.
Yeah. Now, hey, I had a question on, listen to this question. I saw John Kaminsky wrote on it, and this has been in my notes for a couple weeks. You're non-vaccinated, and you're a young guy. You know, you're out mixing and mingling and trying to chase some ladies and so forth, and you end up swapping spit and bodily fluids with somebody that is vaccinated with this mRNA system. Possibility of transference. I've been thinking about that. What I mean, have you kind of bantered that about in your brain, or whether somebody that's vaccinated, you know, they're already, Mike Adams and all them are talking about these people are going to be incubators for super spreading bioweapons and, you know, all that, because they're, you know, taking in that mRNA, this thing's going to learn how to become even worse and worse and worse, and then they're going to be shedding this virus towards others. So think, what's your thoughts on, you know, sexual contact between a non-vaccinated with a vaccinated?
A big, big challenge. I recently, every couple weeks to a couple months, I keep my journalism chops sharp. I write an article for somebody like winterwatch.net. He'd be a great guest for you, Russ Winters. And we have him on regularly. And I just, wrote one called The Vaxpocalypse, and I took notes on an interview that Sherry Tenpenny did recently, and she mentioned that there's something that this genetic tampering creates, is seeking to create this antibody spike that starts to release the antibodies after 3 to 18 months. So that's when all of a sudden they become Typhoid Mary and Typhoid Larry, and especially if you're swapping body fluids and what have you, you are essentially, that's another version of an injection.
Yeah. I mean, Dr. Vernon Coleman and others, they've did these warnings based on some of the other doctors, and basically saying, look, what we really is going to be a crucial thing to watch is next
this coming basically cold and flu season, or whether what's going to happen when these people come back in contact with some similar cold virus, whatever, even if you believe in the virus model, cold germ or whatever you want to call it, and their body attacks itself, its own organ systems. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's been some really interesting work done by Stefan Lanka and Dr. Tom Cowan, but there is contagions. That's what I've started to call it, contagions, because clearly things spread, right? Chickenpox spreads, things spread. And so I think that it's really bad. And the one that disturbed me the most is this fella, you know, the vaccine superstar of Belgium, Geert Vandenbosch. And he's come out now and said, we got to stop this. We got it wrong. And that really is pretty disturbing, that guy's trying to put the brakes on it now.
Now, we talked about the possibility of placebos. I'm wondering if these placebos will actually somehow erupt into something on down the line when this person comes in contact with another, let's say, contagion, a similar contagion. That's something that I've kind of been wondering. I'm like, did they just shoot placebos into a certain, you know, percentage? Or, I mean, are they so, they have this thing so, you know, technically sophisticated, where some of them, some of this thing is a fast acting and some of it is, it holds back for a time period. It's just so, there's so many avenues and so many possibilities,
right,
with these mRNA systems. What's your thoughts on the Johnson & Johnson, the Sputnik V? What do you think about these one-shot systems?
Well, those are the more traditional way of trying to hijack the immune function, which is, you know, the protein production of antibodies. And so, I mean, if I was forced to, you know, if they were holding a gun to my head and said, choose one, I'd rather take the Johnson or the Sputnik. I do not want anybody tampering with my genetics. But your point about it's probably not saline solution is great. In that article I wrote, Dr. Lee Merritt, former Navy surgeon, true, you know, patriotic conservative Navy veteran, has warned that this is a binary weapon. It's a two-stage lock and key, and that the people who aren't having any symptoms are getting the lock, and then in a year they get the key, and then uh-oh.
Yeah. Sam, let's get clip five ready. I've been seeing this float around, and I'm sure you have, ethylene oxide. Let's just roll it. Go ahead and roll clip five, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Hello, it's my second video of the day, and this one is mega, mega, mega important. I need everyone who views this video to share it with everyone, especially people who've got kids going to school. Share it with sheep, share it with a woke. This is very important. Last week, a friend came to me. I can't go into too much detail, but his father was receiving treatment over the last 6 months from a hospital. Over that 6 months, repeatedly tested with the swabs up the nose to the back of the throat. That man has just died of a brain hemorrhage. Okay? He's just died of a brain hemorrhage. The problem he had wasn't in his brain. Since hearing that story, I've heard about five or six other stories, and it's spreading like wildfire, that people are dropping dead with cancers in the brain tumours, brain hemorrhages. And I can tell you why it is. They are purposely killing us. Now, I've got one of these COVID-19 self-test kits. Empty. I've took all the shit out because I don't want nothing to do with it. On the back of it, and please, do this yourself. Research it. On the back of it, it says, sterile EO. Sterile EO. Now, sterile EO stands for sterile ethylene oxide. Ethylene oxide. Now, what they're doing, they're spraying the end of the swabs, apparently to sterilise them, in ethylene oxide. It's there. That's a swab packet. It's empty. Now, if you go and Google ethylene oxide, It is the biggest cancer-causing chemical listed on cancerresearch.com. It's a carcinogen. It causes brain cancer. It causes lymphomic cancer, leukemia. It's one of the worst, worst chemicals for causing cancer. And people now are sticking it up their kids' nose to get them into school. What the fuck is going on? Now look, I'm raging now because it's confirmed. And they're advertising it, they're putting it on the box. Sterile EO, ethylene oxide, causes brain cancer. You're sticking it to the fucking, to your brain. People need to wake up now. This is a, we're in war, it's a silent kill. And they're fucking killing us off, and we're doing it to each other. So please wake up and save your children from brain cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, loads of it. Just Google ethylene oxide.
And then if you watch that video, they're doing it to a little baby. So I've already, you know, we've already heard for months now about the possibility of Theragrippers, nanotech, some sort of antenna systems to be placed right around your cribriform plate there. Now think about this, ethylene oxide. So the all these people are in England, they're getting these test swabs where they want everybody in the country to swab themselves twice a week. And it's all coming from China, and they freaking supposedly sterilized the swabs, Giuseppe, in ethylene oxide. I mean, your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, if you look at the CDC's own website, they warn against ethylene oxide. It's a known carcinogen, a flammable gas. That exposure may cause headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, breathing difficulty, drowsiness, weakness, exhaustion, eye and skin burns,
COVID
frostbite.
Symptoms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, the funny thing is, Robert, if you think about this whole scamdemic, it's like they're going up into the nasal cavity because that's a storage area for garbage, right? I mean, it's not supposed to pass any farther than your nasal cavity. That's why there's all kinds of little baffles and thing in the to catch it all before it gets into your lungs. And so if this was a real medical emergency and this is a real contagion, all they'd have to do is swab your inner cheek, right? Saliva test would
cup.
Be plenty. Yeah, exactly. Right, right. Or yeah. Blood test, even more, right?
Yeah.
And so there's something real sinister. It's slave training, and it's deadly. I mean, I've never had that nasal rape. I will never have
me
it.
Neither.
I mean,
me neither.
I've never worn a mask. I won't wear, you know, it's like.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you seen on some of the alternative websites and so forth, the Egyptian sort of painting / hieroglyphs where they were sticking these kind of sticks into the noses of slaves and that sort of thing?
Yep, I have seen that. That is ponderous.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, isn't it?
But one thing I'd like to interject quickly is that the reason they're doing this is Kerry Mullis's PCR test is a research tool, so it can find anything. And when you take a little swab of the gunk that's in the back of your nasal cavity, you could tell everybody they're HIV positive. You could tell a lot of people they've got Ebola. I mean, it's so farcical. You can find just about anything in a nasty area like the sinus cavity.
Yeah. So Sam, get clip three ready. Now I saw this and I, you know, let's just say kind of in my line of work, I've seen a lot of PPE that has all come from China. Okay. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I was looking for some PPE when this whole thing burst out. And guess what? The only place that you could find where this stuff was being produced, Wuhan, China. This was way back last year. But let's go ahead and roll clip three. Now, you're not going to be able to see it, but just kind of listen, and then we'll talk about it.
Hey, hello. It's the 25th of March, 2021, and I want to show you guys something. I got a mask, just one of those blue masks, pliers, alcohol, magnifying glass, and a little plate with water with alcohol in it. And I first want to zoom in is what I picked off. This little mask here, and let's see if you can focus in there because it's kind of like hard thing to do. There they are. And they're moving. You see the movement there? It's not me. I'm holding still. And first I put it in water. And they were moving a little bit. Then I put in some alcohol, and I don't like that. And they really start moving around.
All right, so you can stop it there. So on top of the Space Busters video that really dug into the tips of the swabs, on top of having the ethylene oxide, these swabs were kind of magnetized, and it looked like they had like Morgellons type fibers in them. People are digging into these masks now, especially the blue surgical masks, and they're coming from God knows where. At least if you got a cloth one and you've washed it numerous times and blah, 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 you at least know that, you know, you've killed probably anything on a piece of cloth. But these blue surgical masks coming from God knows where, probably China, it seems like there's magnetized Morgellons acting alien sort of fibers in those masks as well. What do you think?
I believe it all. I mean, the gentleman, I've seen that video, and he seems completely legit. I mean, he's just exposing what the normies, the sheeple, are just, oh, it'll protect me, all right. I'll tell you what, you know, what's so crazy, Robert, is I came across a guy on Rumble called Setting Bushfires, and he put together a video montage of, and he called it same script, same tactics, same players. 10 years ago with the swine flu, they did the exact same thing, except their contagion. These are all gain of function created somewhere contagions. There's never any zoonotic jump. It never happens in real life. If it does, it takes like 1,000 years. But they couldn't scare people enough, because whatever they released was really weak, and people's were healthier then. But just in a decade, people went from being skeptical. And if you watch the clip, I'll send you the link in Skype to check it out. It's really interesting. In just 10, 11 years, people are like compliant. The media was still questioning Fauci. He was being interviewed on Good Morning America. And the news person was asking him tough questions. And what a change in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. Well, you know, the GMO really blew up in the 90s.
Right.
To where it just got everywhere in the food supply. And then the geoengineering just exploded really in the last, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's a cocktail. It's a soup of some sort to where the heavy metals and the genetic changes done to the plant in our food supply and whatever they've done to the animals. I think it's a multi-pronged, multi-faceted assault, and everything that we put into our bodies, the air, the food, even the water. And, you know, most of us drink out of, you know, gravity fed filter systems, but we don't, I mean, how many of us really know how great those are getting everything out? I'm sure it's better than nothing. But then everything we come in contact with that we have to nourish ourselves with. Look at all the Whole Foods, how they've been busted selling garbage and saying it was organic and so
right.
forth. And people paying top dollar for Frito-Lay Fritos when it's just in another bag. You know?
Exactly. Well, the Walmart and Kellogg and General Mills and all that, they bought off the Food and Drug Administration and changed the definition of organic. So it's really not organic unless you go to the local hippie store.
Yeah. I think we're coming up on break any second now. Don't know what's going on there, but I can't see any messages. But we're going to end up opening the phones up. We'll take some calls. We're going to take some calls. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 when we come back. Got a half hour left with Giuseppe Vaffanculo from Revolution, please. Gave me back my memories for better days.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Broadcast coming your way with Giuseppe from Revolution Radio, The Perfect Triangle, and Operation Scorpio. Now you got a radio-friendly one right there, good old Christopher Cross. I heard that the other day, and I was like, I'm going to play that on the show. That's a good old tune. I used to love it when I was a kid. Let's get into the Suez Canal PSYOP right quick. So I'm
there's all these people all over the map with this one, Giuseppe. Now, State of the Nation's got this huge series of black ops carried out by the NWO globalist cabal. Why? To force the world into Biden's Green New Deal, et cetera, et cetera. And there's people writing articles about this is forcing China and Russia to all show up for this meeting with Biden about the Green New Deal. Whereas you have all the Q people on the other side saying that this is the beginning of 10 days of darkness, and basically it's Passover, and the ship is from the Evergreen line, which was Hillary's code name, and then the code name of the ship is H3RC, and there's a bunch of trafficked children on board, and the pipe hitters are about to go save the day, and it's going to break the whole thing wide open, and the human trafficking, the Wayfair, and the whole nine yards. What's your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, I do know that they already freed it. They were saying it's going to take days, if not weeks, and it's already freed, so that's good news. And I love that stuff myself. I've been into conspiracy theory, you know, most of my life since my teen years, and it's so much easier to witness all this stuff, and there's so much more of it now. I mean, anything is possible. I think I would say that, remember B.F. Skinner's operant conditioning, the most effective mind control is the intermittent operant conditioning. So, you know, hitting people all of a sudden, oh, they're worried about everything else, and now, oh my God, now I'm not going to be able to get my toilet paper again. So they're just constantly mind raping the average normie.
This is up on Jim Stone. Mockery. This is rumored to be the most economically important highway in China. And look at this. What happened today? Truck carrying Evergreen container causes traffic jam in China. Picture goes viral. So there's a big container truck on the biggest, you know, important economic highway in China, and it happens to be an Evergreen container.
There you go.
It's fascinating.
It is. It's great.
Yeah. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Greetings, sir.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having Giuseppe on. His friend over there, Daryl and Michael Gatti, are also co-broadcasters with myself over on other channels, and I really love those people. I'm going to have to check out your Rev Radio shows myself. A couple of things I covered that I have a note or two for you on. I wanted to go back to, well, of course, the Suez Canal with the Egyptian captain blaming the female for running to ground, which I think it was probably done so purposefully as a tactic to block the canal.
The Q people are saying, hey, Chris, the Q people are saying that the Space Force hacked the ship and did it on purpose, and then that way all the human traffic cargo on board and so forth can get outed and so forth. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Boston Breaks is a viable alternative for almost any type of Michael Hastings or other type of so-called crashes or running into the grounds or whatever else these days in conspiracy analysis world. But looking back a little bit to the January 6th White House deal, I had some studied opinions today that I developed. This was not only an insurrection, but it was also a coup d'etat, except that they were actually carried out by Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, Marion Bowser, Stacey Abrams' sister, and the mayor of D.C., and, of course, the Capitol Police Force.
Don't forget John Brennan and Barack, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Mitt Romney, you know, we could keep going on and on with the list of potential indicted co-conspirators. But what they did is they actually carried out the insurrection to cover up and stop the testimony of exposing the fraud of the theft of the election.
Sure.
And shut it down. And that was part of obstruction of justice, egregious abuse of governmental authority of elected representatives of the Act Blue DNC. Nancy Pelosi and her gang up there, they absolutely oppressed justice under color of official governmental authority. That is high treason. That is a hangable or eviscerating offense, the way I read the law.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Chris. I mean, wouldn't you, if you were a Trump supporter and you were in D.C., why the hell would you barge in on the place before they committed the act? Wouldn't you want to wait around to see if Pence was going to, you know, crap or get off the pot? Wouldn't you want to see what the chessboard looked like? No, they shut the whole thing down. And then all these wishy-washies that said that they were going to challenge, they all flipped the script and said, no, after the events that happened today, I'm going to go ahead and vote to certify my state. You know, you see what I'm saying? The whole thing was a joke.
Well, it was a three-prong. They also wanted to project and frame the blame on the Trump supporters, the MAGA people, which they sucked into their devious trap. This is the moniker and the modus operandi. They always have multiple different facets to their special operations, and this was a joint task force special operation of the deep state extraordinaire. And so I'll let you get going. I know you got lots of calls piled up, but we are in dangerous times here in America and the world. This is a global psyops operation of the grandiose gaslighting of the world. So thank you very, very much.
All right, Chris. I don't even know if we have calls backed up or not. But, Giuseppe, your thoughts on Deagle.com, the projections, the recent death of Mr. Deagle with a different spelling, by the way. But how much weight do you put into the Deagle projections?
Well, I looked at that Deagle projections years ago and looked at the entire projection, and it's not just the U.S. that loses like two-thirds of its population. It's Canada.
It's all white countries.
Yeah, and Israel. So that I thought that they're thinking about a war where Iran, China, and Russia take care of business with Israel and its allies. So that's the way I interpreted that. But, I mean, it is pretty prescient to go out on a line, you know, like 10 years ago or whenever he put that out. No, 6 years ago or what have you, and make those kind of bold predictions. I went under the radar for a while, but now everybody's looking at it.
Now, let's talk about the vaccine scenario and all this going on in Israel. What are your thoughts about what the real story is there? Do you think that Bibi and the Likudniks are really placeboing most of the population there? Is that your kind of take on it?
You know, anything that comes out with that whine of another Holocaust and the Shoah, I'm immediately say, what are they up to? And I'm not sure what they're up to be honest. I don't believe it, number one. And I wonder if it isn't just like, you know, they're behind most of this stuff. So if they can position themselves as the perpetual victims, oh, no, another Holocaust, you know, instead you don't look at them as driving this, because that Dr. Frankenstein, Tal Zak or whatever his name is, the guy who's the techie behind Moderna, he is a dark dude if you look into that guy.
Yeah, and he's made some really crazy statements too.
Okay.
Let's take Stoney in Georgia. How we doing?
Hey, how you gentlemen doing? Hey, listen, I just want to say that it's quite insidious of the perfidious to use a piece of shittiest like what's his name? Nas X. Now, notice what they did. They attacked country music and the NOI at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
clever,
I truly see the day when the good old boys in the NOI will deal with his type. Now, the second thing I want to say is this. When you gentlemen were discussing about Jeffries, I want to go back to Graham when he said that if Jesus was alive, he would take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yes, I have one question to Mr. Graham. What the hell would a man who conquered death need with a vaccine?
Yeah, what was the dude that could heal? Sorry, what would a dude that raised Lazarus from the dead need
with a vaccine?
Exactly. Line up apostles and take the jab.
Exactly.
Did you guys hear the guy with his two daughters singing Alleluia? And it was saying something about it. It was mocking the Alleluia. Alleluia. It was take the new jab.
Yes.
Take the new jab. Have you guys seen that music video floating around?
Oh no, I haven't seen that one.
Yes. I saw it on Alex Jones, by the way. Yeah. Alex Jones played it Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played it Friday. But I'm just saying that this is really something, and you got to really be on your spiritual toes to see what's going on here, else you could lose your very soul. Okay, so, but I do appreciate you, gentlemen, and, you know, some of us see the bigger picture, and we are in it to win it, and that's all I have to say about it, but I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you for calling and listening, man. It's good stuff. I forgot to talk about Billy Graham. You know, Rick Wiles and them have been going on Billy and Franklin Graham for a couple of days, and their connections with Greta Van Susteren and her old man and Scientology and all that stuff, so... that's all in the True News archives. They did some interesting connections with the Grahams and the Van Susteren Scientology gang over there. So very fascinating. Now, Giuseppe, I wanted to get you on this one. This is, I know you interviewed Henry Macau a couple weeks ago, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So up on his site, Jewish Blood on Zionist Hands. And he talks about Rudolf Kastner, Zionist leader in Hungary, made a deal with Eichmann for allowing 1,700 handpicked Zionists to go to Palestine. He would help transfer 460,000 Hungarian Jews to quote-unquote death camps. And then he acted with the approval of the World Zionist Organization. He was murdered in 1957 to suppress the scandal. And he says details here, and Macau's got another link. And then it gets into this thing with Zionist bankers funding the Nazis. That's Macau's angle on it. And then it says, this may explain why Zionists are poisoning Jews with vaccines in Israel today. Your thoughts on the entire sort of transfer agreement, this angle, the Nazis and the Zionists, even Eustace Mullins talked about that. Your thoughts on Zionist leaders making deals with the Nazis and so forth and so on.
Oh, I mean, I think it absolutely happened. And if you look back further into history, when Bismarck, the German prime minister, and Wilhelm, and the Tsar Alexander blocked the New World Order globalist banking system in the late 19th century, and the Zionists of the day swore a blood feud on Germany and Russia, and ever since then they have been going out of their way to try and destroy it. And the money people, you know, there's some interesting research about how the Madame Blavatsky people were all really in on setting up someone like Hitler to lead Germany into this ultimate destruction. And I would say look no further than Hitler's most effective hitman, Otto Scorsese Jr. As soon as the Reich fell, he goes to work in Tel Aviv, and he becomes Israel's number one hitman. So, yeah, there's a lot of interconnection there.
Now, your thoughts on Hitler escaping to Argentina, the shark hunters and stuff with Harry Cooper and all that. What's your thoughts on the veracity of that claim?
Well, I think it's true. I mean, the FBI has it documented that he escaped. They did a genetic test on his supposed skull. Turned out it's a Russian woman's skull. So I think that from what I've read, that he wanted to die and go down because he his beloved Reich, but they drugged him and took him out and put him in a sub, and I tend to believe that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's people in the alternative media that are so enamored with Hitler as a leader, as a person, as a figure, that they cannot even entertain the slightest angle that the leaders of the Third Reich, many of them, let's just say, weren't as clean and pure and so forth as they would like to, imagine. And, you got Himmler with his uncle being a Jesuit and so forth and so on, and the quotes of Hitler talking about, I see in Himmler our Ignatius Loyola, and these sorts of comments. And so you just see a lot of arguments in alternative media between those that say, Hitler never escaped and he never lived the rest of his life out in Argentina on the run and being protected by, who knows who, and et cetera, et cetera. You've seen these arguments. It's just people, they get caught into their own confirmation bias, and they can't, it's got to be black or white with the Second World War and with Hitler being this ultimate hero, and they can't really believe that, you had a lot of hooks and a lot of these guys coming from some kind of semi nefarious sources, like, the Scherf Bush family and their relationships and so forth.
Yeah, all the Wall Street Jews were backing Hitler financially. So was Standard Oil. So was Henry Ford. I mean, if you look into Patrick Wood's work of the technocracy in the 30s, everybody thought Hitler had it right. And they had, I've seen pictures in that book. I bought Patrick Wood's book, Technocracy. They had like 20,000 people in the L.A. Hollywood Bowl, and they're all dressed like Nazis without the swastikas. So, yeah, I mean, it's convenient when you rewrite history. Most mainstream history is fictional or specious at best anyway. So I think that there were some the Reich, the people who loved Hitler, weren't going to let him burn up in such an ignominious way. And they took him and got him out. And I think once they got him somewhere else, I think he settled down. And I think he lived out his life. That's the way I interpret it.
Yeah. So we'll be coming up on the end of the broadcast soon. Hey Sam, let's play a little bit of this military extremism things going on with our military. So when you get a chance, go ahead and roll a little bit of 9 real quick, and then we'll talk about that.
The bill I'm about to disclose to you covers it very succinctly, in horrific detail, in a 2-page simple form. Now, this is nothing new. This on Military Times back in February 6th of 2020. Signs of white supremacy extremists up again in poll of active duty troops. That's right, the poll they took. About 1/3 of those surveyed stated that they have personally witnessed examples of white nationalism and racism within the ranks of the military. You see, these storylines start long before the average American is made privy to them. But now they got the military. They're going ahead and vetting out those troops inbound to assure that you only believe in one side's agenda. They're also going after the local police forces, identity crisis, white supremacist, racist American cops must be removed, experts say. It will take resolve. And how are they going to do that? Well, you can't train away white supremacy. No, you have to fight it. You have to remove it. You have to cut it out of society. That was Heather Taylor within the same article. You see, now they have the military. They're purifying it. Now they're going to have the police forces. They're purifying it. What else are they going to do beyond that, you might ask? How much longer will we ignore Representative Boebert's bond to white supremacy? Coloradans must keep the congresswoman accountable. Now they're going to politicians and purifying them. So now we have the military. We have the police force. We have the politicians. If you don't agree with our agenda, we will find a tag to throw on you to assure we can remove you, silence you, shame you, ostracize you. I hope you're getting this in clear order right now. Seth Rogen calls U.S. Senator Ted Cruz a white supremacist.
So you think this is going to backfire, Giuseppe?
I hope so.
Well, I mean, it's just gotten so outlandish to where I don't, unless, and I know it's going to take people of other extractions to say, no, you've got to stop this. This is absolute insanity. And I don't know if there is enough wherewithal in these, because they're going to cause this backlash that's so wicked and crazy that I fear for the young ones, the old ones, the ones who are going to get caught in the crossfire of this whole thing. It's just the class war, but the race war, the gun war, and then the jab war. We're facing this. This multi-pronged war, and I just shudder to think for the weak ones that aren't ready for conflict to get caught. You know, your 5-year-olds, your 10-year-olds,
your
80-year-olds. Yeah, it's just tragic, and doesn't matter what they look like. It's just it's horrific the toxicology that they're pumping into the brains of these kids. You know, you pay property taxes, and then these kids are getting told to hate the very people paying for them to go to school. This is how upside down the entire system is. The inverse. It's so sick.
It is so sick, Robert. And I know we're coming in. I just want to thank you for having me on. It's been such a hoot and an honor. I mean, you're one of the elite in my mind that is a must listen to every week. And so thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah. I really like listening to you guys. You, Chris, and Scorpio going at it is a very, very hardcore show. I'd like to have some, whatever Chris is on, I'd like to have some of that, man. That dude is he's something else. That dude.
Did you ever read the book Dune with Frank Herbert's novel Dune? He's like Duke Leto's human computer Mentat. I tell him he's a Mentat in real life. Yeah, that guy's something else.
Hook me up with him sometime. I'd like to do a broadcast with him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got it. I can do it.
Yeah. So everybody, remember Rick Adams, folks. We just heard tonight Rick Adams Uncensored has passed from the earth. According to Sam on the board op, he got a call. So everybody, have some thoughts and prayers for Rick. He's got a long history of doing battle against this forces seen and unseen. The guy, as soon as I latched onto RBN, I found Rick and his show, and I was just like, wow. He was one of the hardcores. And so, Giuseppe, thanks for being here.
My honor.
I think we covered a lot of ground. I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon, man. Hope y'all enjoy the broadcast, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.